notion.
That's right, that's true. Well, let's see, where am I? What do you call that thing that you sweep with? You remember what it said there?
Broom.
Okay. If this was a two-story house, what would you use to get from the first floor to the second floor?
Stairway.
Okay. Would you call it the same thing if it was on the outside of the house, outside? No?
I think you would.
Okay. What would you call this outside here, this thing on the front of the house? You can sit out there, you know, in the evening.
You mean a porch?
Okay, yeah. Do you ever hear it called anything else?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one that went around like three sides in the house?
Sure have. What we call a... That's strange. I was talking to a lady on the phone about delivering some taters to a porch like that.
Yeah?
We call it, but I can't think of it. What is
it? Would you call it a porch? Would you call it the same thing if it was on the second floor? If it, you know, kind of stuck out and was on the second floor?
Oh, well, that would be called a balcony. We just called it a balcony.
Okay.
But that other's called something like... Yeah, what we call it.
Oh, they call, let's see, what do they call balconies in Hawaii? I went to Hawaii this summer.
They didn't call them balconies?
No, they didn't call them balconies. My friend had this apartment, you know.
They spoke English?
Yeah.
They speak English?
Mm-hmm. But it seemed like the word for balcony was a Hawaiian word.
I guess.
Oh, they call them lanai. A lanai.
Oh, well, that's
I never
English.
Heard of that.
Well,
no, it's not English, you know.
They shouldn't have done that. Don't mix us up for that.
And they just called it, you know, it's like, it was just like they were saying balcony, you know, and
But it was the same thing.
Yeah.
If you said
it called a balcony,
they'd understood what you told them.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
but
they
would have
looked at
maybe
the
Maybe
they
wanted
to sound romantic or something.
Maybe they Okay, if the door is open and you don't want that way, you'd have to get up and do what?
Close it.
Okay.
Close the door.
Let's see. If somebody was hollering at the kids, at their kids to be quiet, instead of saying, be quiet, if they're really mad, they might say, oh...
Shut up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other?
We call it siding.
Okay.
Siding.
Do you ever hear it called anything else?
I think I did, but I can't think of that other name.
Okay. Anytime you can think of more than one word, just tell me all of them, you know. Anything you can think of. What do you call it? Thing made out of shingles that's on top of the house?
Eave.
Okay. Describe an eave to me. Can you make it a little plainer?
I think I'm right. Eave. It's the highest point of the roof where it divides one side from the other.
Oh, I see.
You know, eave be like that. It should be the eave of it up here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what we know it by, you know, not it.
Yeah. Well, if you have...
Partners might have called it something else.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they talk their language, too.
Yeah. If you've got a house that's sort of L-shaped, what do you call that place in the roof where the two, you know, the two parts join. There's some people have a name for that.
I know.
V-shaped thing there.
Isn't that terrible?
I never heard of it. Talk about
doing
that.
I can't think.
Did you ever have
it? I forgot.
If you think of it, stop me, okay? You'll probably think of stuff all along, you know, just stop me. And, I mean, did you ever have a little building outside where you kept gardening tools and, you know, stuff like that? What'd you call it, Bill?
Tool shed.
Okay. Oh. Can you tell me that you put hay in up in the top part of the barn, right? Up in the loft?
That's called a loft. Hay loft.
Well, did you ever